98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Cardinals GM Steve Keim. Keim Time with Doug and Wolf.
Steve Keim calls in every Friday on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line on Friday, 7:45, to talk ball with us. Steve, good morning. Paul and Wolf here have been talking a lot this week about the positives of that Chiefs game. Do you feel the same way, even though it was a loss?
Well, I mean, I don't think there are any moral victories, but at the same time, I think that there are things that you can point at that were positive stuff heading in the right direction, which, again, last week I talked about being able to run the ball effectively and stop the run. Stopping the run was something that I felt like we did a decent job of. There were a few times where they had some big plays and got guys out of gaps in our defense. But for the most part, being able to run the ball effectively was the thing that I was excited about. You know, I felt like David Johnson had his best game and really looked like the David Johnson that we remember from 2016.
Yeah, you know, Steve, I honestly, just looking at the tape, generally speaking, again, I thought maybe it was the defense's best effort considering who they were playing against and considering the fact that they were playing on the road. Be a little bit more specific, if you would, about that defense and what you're seeing from the defense from an evolution perspective.
Well, I mean, I think guys are becoming more and more comfortable within the scheme. I know that there are still some issues with the coverage concepts, you know, and guys blowing coverages that are concerning. But at the same time, the one positive is they're still playing with a lot of urgency and a lot of energy, and again, you know, from a defensive front standpoint, I think we had 5 sacks, and I know the Chiefs prior to that, I think they gave up 2 sacks was the most. So, you know, again, we got after the quarterback. Chandler Jones, I thought, had a really good game, and Marcus Gold is also rounding into form as well.
Cardinals general manager Steve Keim joining Doug and Wolf. What would you say your level of concern is as it relates to protecting Josh Rosen? Because there was some big hits. O-line didn't play well in crunch time. Obviously, it's hard with scoring the talent of the other team, but that's the franchise quarterback. What are you worried about him taking too many hits, or do you think it's the process of growing up?
Well, I mean, I think it's a combination of both, and there's no doubt that I felt like both of our tackles really struggled in that game. You know, they do have some good pass rushers on that side of the ball, but we got to do a better job protecting, and if that is implementing chips and different things from a pass protection standpoint, that's something we have to look into. But when you really, you know, when you watch the tape, the one thing that certainly jumped out was when we got behind by, I believe, it was more than double digits, you know, puts you in a situation with 6 or 7 minutes left in the game where, you know, you're running a lot of empty sets and you're doing some things where those guys are pinning their ears back, and it puts you in a tough spot because it's hard to pass protect when they know you're throwing the football every down. And that's what happened, you know, again, in the later part of the game. And Josh took a lot of shots, and the one thing that came of it, you never like to see it, but, you know, his toughness mentally and physically certainly showed pretty strong in that game.
We're talking to the general manager of the Arizona Cardinals, Steve Keim, here on the Doug and Wolf Show. Justin Pugh, you had to put him on IR. How badly is this going to impact the offensive line?
Well, I mean, it's you know, it's never a good thing whenever you have starters go down, particularly in a league where supply and demand is such an issue at a number of positions, and none more than probably offensive line, where, you know, you're now all of a sudden you're playing guys who weren't even on your roster at the beginning of the year. I felt like O'Day actually played fairly well when he came in last week. He's got some play strength and does some things in the run game that I felt like were pretty good. But, you know, we got to continue to play as a unit. And more than anything, you know, like we talked about before, Wolf, understanding how to use your leverage and the combination blocks and playing in unison. And that's something that I feel like we've been inconsistent all year, and we got to get better.
As you sit here Friday morning, 7:51, do you know who the starting offensive line is going to be Sunday?
I do. And, you know, that's one of those things that, again, from week-to-week basis, it's we got a lot of moving parts. But, you know, we have to do some things schematically to help those guys Again, whether it's the chips or keeping more people in to help protect. And it all gets back to running the football effectively. You know, once you can create some balance, you get people off the mark, you can do some stuff in the play action game, which certainly helps. And that's where an area where I feel like Josh is very, very good is the play action game. So moving forward, we're excited about this weekend, getting back home and playing in front of our fans.
I meant that more on a health question, you know, like DJ Humphries and then replacing Justin Pugh. But let me ask you the same type of question, health related. What about Buda? Do you expect Buda Baker to play Sunday?
I think it'll be more of a game time decision. I will say this. I mean, the one thing about Buda Baker is he is tough as nails. So if he can play or if he even has a shot at it, I'll expect to be ready to go. But, you know, he's one of the bright spots on our defense so far this year for me. He has played lights out and continues to do more and more things within this defense that excites you.
Steve, what are you seeing from your rookie quarterback? Not just the tangibles, but talk a little bit about the intangibles as well.
Well, I mean, I think more than anything, what we talked about it before is continuing to improve, and more so than anything with him, it's probably seeing the field. You know, there are times where probably in the first couple games that he played, he had some growing pains in terms of seeing the field and finding the open receiver, and I think he's getting more and more comfortable with that. Again, I said it last week, him and Byron Leftwich have a great relationship, and Josh works his tail off. So all the things that I've seen from Josh, not only physically, which are things that excite you, but just the work ethic, the intangibles, all the things in terms of preparation, he has shown to be a true leader in that locker room.
Steve, you know, this time of year, there's 900 articles being written with the two-word phrase hot seat. And on some articles, Steve Wilks is on that list. Some articles, he's not. Is he on your hot seat?
Shoot, how many of those am I on? You know, I mean, it's one. Hey, listen, this is a results-based business. And at the end of the day, not only do we internally have expectations, but the fans, I know, have expectations, and rightfully so. And this year has certainly not gone in the direction that we anticipated. But that's something that I'm not even focused on right now. Right now, it's all about winning football games and showing progress, the type of progress that gets us excited and propels us into 2019, which, again, I'm starting to see a lot of things that are exciting me, and not only on the offensive side of the ball, but some things defensively as well.
On that note right there, Steve, talk a little bit about what you saw from David Johnson. I thought it was his best game. What did you see?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt, Wolf. And I think it's getting back to some of the things, again, that he did well in 16. And that's whether it's certain run plays that are called, you know, whether it's the way he presses the line of scrimmage, using his vision. But even more than anything, it's, to me, creating those isolated mismatches in the passing game. And you saw that last week with you know, again, different things that make him dynamic, in my opinion. And again, that's getting on linebackers and safeties and all the different things that he can do from a pass catching standpoint. So it was good to see him back. Again, moving forward, I think Byron will certainly try to feature him.
Kind of following what Wolf just asked, as you compliment the offense, what's the most impressive thing you've seen from your new offensive coordinator?
Well, I mean, I think it's the creativity, the trying to establish balance. The one thing that Byron really does well, I think, is when you see him run certain plays, there's a rhyme and a reason for everything. It may not be for that particular play in terms of big playability, but it's something that he may be setting up for a few plays later. So really excited about where this offense is going with Byron. And, again, I think he's done a really nice job.
Steve, what do you want to see happen over the remainder of the season? I mean, if you had a power poll, if you will, of things you want to see happen, what would they be?
Well, you know, I think aside from a roster standpoint, you know, we're seeing a lot of rookies play, I think that'll continue. And some of the guys that we brought in, you know, that come off the street, and we've done a lot of that over the last several years. Just to see where some of those guys are at. Some of them will be guys that will be back on our roster next year, and there'll be some players that aren't. And I want to see some of these guys, you know, really take one step forward in terms of having this opportunity. You know, again, that's what we sell to these players when they come in for workouts or visits. You know, really, this is another opportunity for you, and take advantage of it.
On that note, Steve, Hassan Reddick, how is he developing?
you know what? I think Hassan is continued to do some good things. I mean, the one thing you can't teach, as you know, is speed and athleticism. And Hassan Reddick has elite speed and athleticism. I think the little things that are continuing to evolve for him are reading offensive line play and run schemes and those sort of things to make sure that he's in the right gap or he's getting over the top of blocking schemes. But again, you know, the things that you cannot teach are coverage ability and speed and athleticism and running to the football with effort. And that's certainly something that Hassan has done.
If you're evaluating the 2019 draft and a player is cold and he gets an argument with his coach about a coat, would that affect your desire to draft that player at all?
I cannot confirm or deny that I'm flying out of Houston this morning.
Take that coat off. Oh, my goodness.
Good to talk to you, Steve.
Thank you,
good luck this weekend.
Thanks, man. Talk to you soon.
Okay, there's, man. Steve Keim.